Welcome to the Laura's House podcast series. I'm Marissa Presley, bilingual prevention and education specialist for Laura's House and its Healthy Emotions and Attitudes in Relationships for Teens, also known as the HEART program. Today, we are speaking with Jacqueline, a survivor of teen dating violence, about her experience in an abusive relationship with her boyfriend. Thank you, Jacqueline, for being here today and for joining our podcast.
Hi there, Marissa. Thank you for having me.
Jacqueline, to start with, please tell me a little bit about yourself, including how old are you, how old were you when you began dating your abuser, and how old was he?
Currently I'm 14. I was 13 when we were together, and he was 16.
At what point in the relationship with your abuser did you start to experience abusive behavior? How did it start? Was it mental, verbal, physical, or a combination?
The abuse initiated about 3 weeks into the relationship, and though it may not be it wasn't a physical abuse, nor was it something that would have struck you as, wow, you know, I can't believe she's in that relationship, he's really hurting her, but more of a manipulative abuse. He would try to control who I was with and what I was doing at all times, and it would make him angry when I was with somebody of the opposite sex.
What was your initial reaction to the abusive behavior? How did it make you feel?
Though deep inside, it really hurt me, and it made me more of a quiet person, and I really found myself justifying his behavior, and I did this by saying, you know, he tried to control me because he cared about me, and maybe other people weren't, you know, as lucky as me to be in a relationship where, you know, two people care about each other and, you know, other people don't understand because they're not me. They don't, you know, he doesn't love them and you know, maybe he just had a bad day. Maybe that's why he's acting that way.
Did anyone, including members of your family or teachers or maybe a close friend, notice the abusive behavior, and did they say anything about it?
I kept the relationship a secret from my parents because I knew they wouldn't approve, and everybody who did know about it realized that I was changing inside, and so I began to distance myself because I didn't want to hear it.
How long were you in the abusive relationship, and at what point did you decide to end it?
We were in the relationship for about a month and a half, and I ended it after the control became unbearable, and I felt like I had a third parent. I mean, I couldn't do anything. I felt like I had to check in with him constantly.
How did you end the relationship?
I broke up with him, and I told him that at my age I wasn't ready to be in a relationship where I had to be that committed, and he didn't take it very well.
How did he react?
Initially he reacted by crying a lot, making me feel sorry for him. He had he was very sweet, I guess you could say. And he began manipulating me into feeling sorry for him. He wrote me a book full of 99 reasons why he couldn't lose me. And he persistently came to my house, knocking on my door, asking to see me, asking to talk to me, asking for another chance, insisting that we'd be together again, and insisting that I was the one for him.
Did you have to file a restraining order?
Later on, after things were taken to a whole new level, I did file a restraining order. And I did this after one day I went to a party, and somehow he found out that I was talking to a different guy. He then called me repeatedly about 10 or 11 times, and then he started to try to get a hold of my friends, and one of my friends finally picked up, and he called screaming and calling me names, and so, you know, my friend's like, get your crazy ex off the phone with me, you know, I'm done with this, talk to him, get him off. And so when I was talking to him, he called me names, and this led me to hang up. Later on that same night, he called back, and he apologized for what he had done. I told him never to call me again and to leave me alone. And so he told me that he felt really bad about everything that happened, so that he left a gift at my house to make up for what he had done. I told him I wasn't home at the time. And so he repeatedly called and told me I needed to make it back, and I told him that wasn't possible. And he said I needed to get to the gift right now, and it was urgent. I needed to get to it. And I told him I couldn't. I mean, I was done being controlled by him. I wasn't, even after we broke up, he was still manipulating me and trying to control me. And so he finally got me to go back to my house, and what I saw was the front portion of my house on fire. What was in the fire was the things that I had given him, including a bear, and he set on fire on my porch, not knowing that anybody was home. And my parents were luckily there and put out the fire. Now the police came, and they had me call him, and he repeated all these names on the phone with the police that he called me and admitted to what he'd done. And they went to his house to arrest him, but he wasn't there. And where they found him was, again, in front of my house, there to apologize for what he had done. Again.
What is the most important lesson that you learned from this relationship that you would take with you in the future? Looking back, what red flags did you see?
It's important to make sure you know who's getting in control of your thoughts. That, to me, is the most important thing that I possess, is my ability to think. And when you let somebody else affect your thoughts in a negative way, I mean, that can truly ruin your life in long-term effects. And I mean, there were a lot of red flags, but again, with the justification, I justified everything that he did. Things didn't have to get that out of hand, but I was trying to be the nice guy, and I let him off the hook repeatedly. Again, he apologized multiple times, and I mean, it's easy for me and for other women to, you know, think they're doing the right thing by forgiving. We're always told to forgive, right? I mean, sometimes it's better to forgive, but I mean, we can't forget.
What is the best advice, Jacqueline, that you can offer other teens, especially a teen girl who finds herself in an abusive relationship?
Look for the red flags. I know people are going to tell you when there's something wrong with your relationship, and you're not always going to want to hear it. Because, I mean, you justify somebody's behavior. But look for the red flags.
Do you have anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
I've taken a lot out of this experience, and I think that it has made me a better person. And, you know, I can't always trust everybody I meet. And that's not to say that in every relationship I'm going to be in, I'm going to just assume that men are pigs or men are the bad guys. There are good men out there, but as women, we need to make sure we take control over who is able to access our thoughts and make that impact on our life. We need to make sure we don't give the wrong person control over what we're doing on a regular basis.
Thank you for your time, Jacqueline. We really appreciate you sharing your story with us and helping us to educate teens on how to better understand and cope with dating violence. For more information on Laura's House and our HEART program, please visit laurashouse.org/teen-site.